Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. More than 50 U.S. diplomats are challenging U.S. policy on Syria, sending what is known as a dissent channel message to Secretary of State John Kerry. The memo calls for targeted military action to put pressure on Syria's president to negotiate with rebels. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the White House has resisted that approach.
It is unusual for so many diplomats to use the State Department's dissent channel, according to spokesman John Kirby.
Syria matters a lot to the people who work here at the State Department, as it should. And I think it says to me that that we need to keep on working just as hard as we can for better outcomes.
Secretary of State Kerry has been trying to keep alive a shaky truce and diplomatic negotiations. In their memo, as described by an official who asked not to be named, the diplomats argue that the current approach isn't working and military strikes could be useful leverage. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Family members of some of the victims of this past Sunday's mass shooting in Orlando hugged and wept today at funerals, even as FBI agents continue to search for what motivated the gunman, 29-year-old Omar Mateen, to open fire in a crowded gay nightclub. Mateen had declared his allegiance to the Islamic State, though investigators are increasingly saying they are finding no signs of actual terrorist ties. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer says his office's efforts are now focusing on the victims' families.
Services at the Family Assistance Center range from grief counseling to financial assistance to obtaining visas to something that wouldn't have occurred to anybody, recovering the deceased cars and transferring title.
49 people died in the shooting. Dozens more were hurt. Some remain hospitalized. It's been a year since a mass shooting at a historic black church in Charleston, South Carolina. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the city is remembering the 9 worshippers killed in what officials describe as a race-based attack.
A year ago, a gunman opened fire during Bible study at Emmanuel AME Church, one of the oldest black churches in the South. The pastor and 8 others were killed. Charleston Mayor John Tecklenburg.
The massacre had a profound impact on our city and on our citizens.
President Obama sent a message to a citywide service remembering the victims, saying the nation was deeply moved by the, quote, boundless love and unshakable resilience shown by the Emmanuel congregation. Suspect Dylan Roof, a 22-year-old white man, faces the death penalty on both state and federal charges. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The national unemployment rate is at 4.7%, the lowest it's been in some time. However, in more than a dozen states, it's below that level, that's according to the Labor Department. However, in some cases, unemployment may be down for the wrong reason because people have given up looking for work. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 57 points. This is NPR. Police investigating yesterday's deadly attack on a prominent British lawmaker say they are now looking into the mental health of the suspect, along with any ties to right-wing extremist groups. According to a police official involved in the investigation into the death of British MP Joe Cox, counterterrorism detectives are assisting in the probe. 52-year-old Thomas Mayer was arrested shortly after Cox was shot and stabbed to death on a street in northern England. He's not yet been charged. The 41-year-old Cox was a major supporter of the UK remaining as part of the European Union, something that will be voted on later this month. A German man who served as an SS guard at the Auschwitz death camp has been found guilty by a German court of being an accessory to the murder of 170,000 people. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Berlin. The judge panel sentenced the 94-year-old to 5 years in prison.
Reinhold Hanning's sentence is 1 year less than the prosecutor was seeking, but he may never go to jail as the elderly defendant has serious health problems and a medical team still must decide whether he can withstand incarceration. Similar concerns scuttled plans to incarcerate former SS Sergeant Oskar Gröning. Known as the bookkeeper of Auschwitz, the 95-year-old was sentenced last July by a German court to 4 years in prison for being an accessory to 300,000 murders at the death camp, but he has yet to serve any time. During the more recent trial, Hanning testified he knew what was going on at Auschwitz while he was there, but did not act to stop it. Jewish organizations hailed the verdict against him. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher. The price of oil up $1.77 a barrel to close at $47.98. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.